How should a group of Christian friends respond to a friend who has entered a homosexual relationship and moved to a church that accepts his lifestyle? The short answer is they should do what I call holy ostracism. And I say that because this man is professing to be a brother. The way we relate to professing Christians who live in sin and unbelievers who live in sin is different. The Bible clearly says that Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners meant sexually active prostitutes or whatever, homosexual people who aren't repentant of their actions. And so clearly we should not cut ourselves off from relationships with anybody who's an unbeliever if we can by any means share the love of Christ with them. But this is describing a person who, without any sense that his Christianity is being imperiled or his soul, is acting out homosexual desire in sexually active ways, and in order to avoid censure, he's gone to a church that endorses it. I think we should abstain from fellowship with that church and abstain from fellowship with him, because the Bible says if you're brother does a certain sin, then have nothing to do with him. Withhold your fellowship with him. In other words, when you have lunch with him, one final decisive lunch, and you say, I've really enjoyed having you as a friend. This really grieves me. I'm willing to fight with you to the bitter end to help you war against your sin, just like I would like you to help me war against my sin. But if you make peace with your sin, you're doing what Romans 6 says you can't do as a Christian. And therefore, you're acting as a non-Christian and you're claiming to be a Christian. And the Bible says that I'm not supposed to have anything to do with you, not even to eat with you. And so our friendship's going to have to be broken if you go on like this. And that holy ostracism is meant to have a convicting effect. It's not meant to send them to hell. It's meant to win them back. And I've seen it work. I could tell you a story of a sexually active sister of one of our members, I mean physical sister, and they came to me and said, what should we do? She's just settled in with her boyfriend and she's going to church and claiming to be a Christian. I said, I think you should holy ostracism. And they did. They met with her and said, it's over. We can't hang out. And a month or two later, they came back to me and said she was absolutely crushed by that and had returned out of the relationship. And so I've seen it work. It doesn't always work, but that's what the New Testament prescribes.